From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Security has increased in Bangladesh's capital Saturday following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. The siege ended with security forces storming the building, killing six attackers and capturing one. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Lorianne Walsh Imdad lives just a block away from the restaurant, telling VOA, Islamic militants have been active in Bangladesh.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year until now. We've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed. And all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bangladesh, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country from the claw of the infidel occupation and mischief. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks Saturday in connection with the Eid festival, which marks the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Under its new leadership, the Islamist insurgency has intensified battlefield attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Reactions to the White House report on civilian casualties by drones is getting mixed reactions in Pakistan, which has suffered the highest number of casualties outside the active conflict zone. Pakistan's Foreign Office repeated its call for an immediate cessation of drone strikes that violates territorial integrity and sovereignty of states. The Obama administration says up to 116 civilians have been killed in U.S. drone strikes during counter operations in Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. The White House just released details about the One Secret program.
I think it's an indication of how far that we've come, that we're now in a position where we are describing the process for making decisions about these kinds of operations, and being rather transparent with the, not just the American public, but with the world, about the outcome of those operations, even when the outcome is not entirely consistent with our intentions.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest, the report did not include strikes in active conflict zones such as Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. Police in Serbia say a man opened fire with an automatic weapon in a cafe early Saturday, killing his wife and four other people. At least 20 others were wounded in the attack north of the capital, Belgrade. Authorities still investigating the circumstances. Voting counting is underway in Australia's east coast for the general elections. The ruling Conservative coalition is expected to lose ground as it seeks a second term after a divisive first 3 years in power. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
As candidates, put our faith in the wisdom of the Australian people, and we ask them to vote for their future, for our future. Because if we stick together, and if we stick to our plan, our future will be brighter than ever before.
The winner will likely be known late on Saturday. West Coast polls closed 2 hours after the East Coast. Turkey is sending a giant shipment of humanitarian aid to Gaza today, days after reaching a deal to normalize relations with Israel. The aid to Gaza comes as Gaza grapples with high unemployment and a fragile infrastructure. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sensitive to the situation in Gaza, which since 2007 has been governed by Hamas, a Muslim religious party like his own party, AKP. Relations between Israel and Turkey, which was once Israel's only Muslim ally, crumbled after Israeli Marines stormed an aid ship in May of 2010 to enforce a naval blockade of Gaza and killed 10 Turkish activists on board. The UN says hundreds of thousands of displaced people in northeastern Nigeria, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, are suffering from severe malnutrition. Improved security is enabling aid agencies to get areas cut off by the Islamist insurgents. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.